We talked yesterday, of course, the day that Premier Legault announced his new cabinet, about some of the major appointments that were made and perhaps some of the omissions that were there as well. But the interesting part, at least for our purposes right now, is the fact that he did include the appointment of Christopher Skeet, who had been the parliamentary secretary to the Premier for relations with the Anglophone community, but now is a full-fledged minister responsible for the fight against racism. Christopher Skeet is on the line. Chris, thanks for being here.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good. How are you doing better?
Congratulations.
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for the well wishes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you had a big smile on your face yesterday when you got sworn in. I mean, my first question would be, when did you know this was coming?
Well, the way it happens, it's always kind of a clandestine exercise. So you find out the day before, you got 15 minutes to get to a secret location, and then they scurry you off and tell you where they placed you. So that's it's a very exciting moment. You're sort of floating for a while.
Wait a second. I want to understand. So you knew you were going to be a minister, but you didn't know the minister of what until the last minute?
No. You know that day, but you know that you're being called in.
Yeah.
You have suspicions that you're going to be named somewhere. Then they sit you down and they tell you where they've placed
you and what your
mandate's going to be. Yeah.
It still sounds a little nerve-wracking,
and
like that
exciting
moment of anticipation.
It's a little, it's a little bit, spy novel. You know, they give you a secret location at the last possible second. You got to point yourself there. You got to walk there, and then they have somebody meet you. And there's a lot of security doors. A lot of effort is made to make sure that nothing is leaked, nothing is known for the time.
Hey, not bad for a Dawson grad, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know.
You know what? We do all right.
I guess so.
To say Concordia also.
Okay.
I also have to say Western Laval. Shout out to Western Laval. And shout out to everybody who helped me get there, honestly.
So let me ask you, the thing that immediately went through my mind, because when we heard some of the other appointments, Eric Girard is now, in addition to being the finance minister, he's also going to be the new full-time minister for Anglo relations. He said he sort of, putting it in a different way, he kind of petitioned for that job. He wanted that role. You've been working in that capacity in a different way for the last 4 years. Did you want to stay on and maybe keep that job? How did it work?
Honestly, the last 4 years for me have been a privilege. I had a chance to meet a lot of members of the English community and talk about the various issues that the community is confronted with. I'm happy that Mr. Girard is in charge of the secretariat now. There's a lot of good work to do. He has a great professional experience, great professional baggage. I think the secretariat's in great hands.
Did you leave, or at least did you mention to the Premier upon leaving that you thought, yeah, we deserve the full-time minister? Because up until now, you've been just a parliamentary, assistant, if you will, or secretary.
Yeah, but that's something that I've heard a lot in the news. There was a full-time minister. The minister was the prime minister.
Yeah, but he had other things to do, Chris. I'm just saying.
Well, obviously, but that's to say, let me give you another example where he's the minister of the youth file. He's also the minister of Native Affairs. I mean, so that's to say that other ministers that had those things weren't doing the job, or he was, so he had a lot of things on his plate, granted, but the fact that it was the premier also meant that I had access and tools that other ministers don't. So in my capacity of parliamentary secretary, I never had anything that needed to get done that didn't get done because I wasn't a minister.
Okay. Well, which leads to the question, do you think more can get done now that there's a full-time minister?
The same thing.
Beyond the premier.
Well, I think what Minister Girard brings to the table is, as the finance minister, he could sort of say, well, gee whiz, how do I want to fund the secretariat? And I think that removes a barrier, right? For instance, when I wanted to get, when I increased the budget for the secretariat, I had to petition the Minister of Finance, get the buy-in from him, and so that he can find the money to do that. He can petition himself now, and that's an advantage.
Okay.
You've also been named Junior Minister of Economy, so I assume that means you'll be working quite closely with Pierre Fitzgibbon?
Yeah, actually, he's my full-time minister. I'm going to be working with him on numerous economic files. That's a pleasant surprise. I'm really happy to be working with such a strong entrepreneurial man. I think he's going to be a great mentor, but at the same time, we have a lot of economic work to do. We want to really transform and accelerate our transition to a green economy, and I think he's the right guy to do it, and I think I'm going to learn a whole bunch with him.
I'm sorry, what's the rest of your business card going to read now? So you're the minister far as racism, you're also responsible for Laval, you're also going to be working with, how many business cards do you need?
Well, it's actually one business card that's completely full. it reads Junior Minister Responsible for the Economy, it reads Minister Responsible for the Fight Against Racism, and it reads minister responsible for the region of Laval.
Wow.
So talk to us a little bit about being minister for the fight against racism. There had been a little bit of controversy with your predecessor. Why do you think you're well-suited to this role?
Well, about that criticism, I think it was not founded. I mean, he's the father of a black daughter. He was married to a black woman. He himself was a victim of discrimination when they tried to get their first apartment. I think he's well, and he speaks fluent Creole, something I don't do at all. So I think he was well suited to be minister. What's good about my nomination, I would say, is that I was a member of the committee that was formed a couple of years ago. I was also the parliamentary assistant to the file as well with the minister. So I have a pretty good handle on the issues that need to get delivered upon.
So obviously the first reaction, I think, from people, and I think we kind of looked at ourselves yesterday as well when we thought, good for Chris Skeet, he's a minister now, is that, you know, this whole thing that's been hanging over this government's head, the premier's head specifically, this idea of always denying whenever the system or whatever the idea or the topic of systemic racism comes up. The first step, it would seem to me, would be to acknowledge that or not to acknowledge that, Chris, if this is now your new portfolio.
We've said always, and it's something that I've said publicly and that I agree with, is that every single or at least 99.9% of Quebecers agree that racism is bad and we have to fight racism every day and that we need to confront it head on when we see it. Not everybody agrees on the more academic, more ideological, more divisive term, systemic racism. So I prefer to focus on what unites us, which is fighting racism. And honestly, when I was a victim myself of racism, I didn't really care what it was called. I just wanted it to stop. And that's what we're focusing on.
And how do you do that? What's your focus going to be out of the gate?
Well, what we did in the action plan that we delivered upon a couple of years ago was we came up with 25 concrete actions. In those actions, we're talking about racial profiling. We're talking about better recognizing immigrant diplomas, right? People who come here from other countries have really good diplomas, diplomas that we sought. And then after that, we don't recognize them locally. That gives gives people a feeling of exclusion, but I think contributes to a feeling of feeling discriminated against. We need to fix those issues in order to make Quebec a more inclusive society. So the 25 action plans that we laid out back then, we gave ourselves 5 years to get to the bottom of those. So I'm taking up where my colleague, Minister Shahid, left off.
I have to tell you, I'm very struck by what you said about how when you were a victim of discrimination, that you weren't concerned with the labeling of it. You just want to move forward. You want to be able to work on that and do better. But I wonder about people who are bothered. There's a lot of people who have expressed that they're bothered by this government's inability to accept that there is systemic racism. And you know, the premier continually says, mais on va pas se chicaner with the words, but clearly those words do matter to a great portion of society. So what do you say to them?
Well, what I would say is what I answered previously. I would say that when I've been a victim of racial profiling, and I have been a victim of racial profiling, whether or not it's systemic is of little import to me. What matters to me is, why the heck is this happening? Why is it happening to me now? Why does it make me feel the way that it does? And how do we make it stop? So most people would agree that racial profiling shouldn't happen and that we need to have clear rules on how people should be intercepted when they're in the public sphere. But whether or not it's systemic, it divides us. Most people would agree that people walking down the street innocently shouldn't be compelled to show ID and whatnot randomly for no reason without explanation. Most people don't agree, however, on the term systemic racism. I think that's a thing that divides people. So I prefer to focus on, hey, you know what, let's fix the problem.
I don't agree, but that's, you know, we can agree to disagree
but
on that.
I think you're making my point. We don't agree on systemic racism, but where you and I can have a really good conversation is on whether or not we need to stop racial profiling, whether or not we need to stop not recognizing foreign diplomas, whether or not we need to be more inclusive with people of diversity in the public service. I think we agree on the last three things that I said, which is what I want to focus on, which ultimately I think gets us to the same place.
I like that. We can agree
like
to disagree,
too.
Right?
I like
in the right
too.
Direction. Mm-hmm. Chris, first of all, I want to thank you for giving us the time today. I'm sure there are a lot of people who would like to speak to you and congratulate you, of course, on your new appointment. Enjoy the limo, by the way. And wish you nothing but the best. Hope we can chat again fairly soon. And you can tell us maybe something positive that is going on vis-a-vis, you know, how we fight racism in this province once you have a real good handle on the file. So thanks again. Appreciate it.
You know, I'll always come on the show, Aaron. You know, I'm a fan.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Skeet. I have to call him Christopher Skeet now because he's officially a minister. He is the new minister. Yeah, Minister Skeet, full-fledged minister, responsible for the fight against racism. That is his new appointment in the new cabinet from François Legault.